Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Takeover Tuesday, presented by Pepsi, with WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett. The Hendersonville native will throw out a ceremonial first pitch, do a Q&A at Nashville Sounds Twitter Takeover, sign autographs, and perform Take Me Out to the Ballgame during the seventh inning stretch. David Reed from 104.5 The Zone also throwing out a first pitch tonight. University of Tennessee hat giveaway to the first 2,000 fans presented by First Tennessee. Crank It Red is usually what's going on here, but Adam News, general manager of the Sounds, with us now. You guys are cranking it orange tonight.
We are cranking it orange, and it's just for you.
Yeah, just for me. Just for
you. There you go.
Yeah, so we have some orange hat giveaway that we did last year, and it was one of our most successful giveaways.
Really?
That we did.
Yeah.
Just tons of people out here, and it's pre-sales already fabulous, so hopefully a lot of people are going to be coming out for this giveaway again, but it has the checker bill and certainly the bright orange.
Looks good. So you went to Oklahoma. When's Oklahoma night?
You know, I was telling Don that Oklahoma and Auburn both missed the cut.
What?
I was fighting hard, too. I thought I had some pull to get that done.
Well, there's a lot of Auburn people in this town. Yeah.
If anybody's got pull for anything around here,
I'm going to have to work on that Auburn giveaway. Yes. That's
so,
got to come.
8-game homestand. That's good.
Yeah, so it's 7 days, 8 games. So we have a doubleheader Saturday.
And you had one last night.
I had one last night.
Got a little rowdy here.
It was a great playoff, or a great, not playoff, great, we're 14 games out of the playoffs right now, but a great game. It went into extra innings, and we pulled it off right there at the end, 5-4.
I love minor league baseball. I could sit here and just watch the guys do the, I was talking about this earlier, like, just watch the grounds crew work all day. I could do it.
Yeah, he actually said he wanted to be a part of the grounds crew. He said that would be the coolest job, so I think we should spend a day,
absolutely,
let him spend it with the ground crew and see how it does.
I almost went out there when they put the tarp out because it's like all hands on deck here. Like it I is. Saw Dougie Scoble out there. I saw some.
I've seen you out
I've
there
seen
before.
You, yeah.
You know, I like going out there when there's about 2,000 people in the stands to watch me. So I got to make sure
that's
I'm out there.
That's your favorite, right?
Getting up early, I'm not up for that anymore.
Yeah.
So this might be a weird question. But
awesome.
Yeah. So let's just throw it out there anyway. What is the goal? What is the number one goal for a minor league franchise? Like what you do for a living and all that. Like it's not necessarily, like you want to win games and all that, but there's so much more that goes into what you do as opposed to maybe what a professional team would do or even a college does. So I've always been curious, when you're looking at your goal setting, what is the goal of the minor league team?
Yeah, you know, everything's about improving that fan experience and making it a great place to come. We're a community asset, so we want to make sure we're a place that you can come enjoy 70 baseball games. You can enjoy 18 soccer games. You can enjoy a Kings of Leon concert. Just being a venue that kind of brings people some pride to the city of Nashville. We're a little bit different. We get really excited when our players make the big leagues.
Sure.
So that's, we want to create an atmosphere that is the same as what they'll get at the big league level. And but as far as our goal, it's to create a great fan experience, and that's number one, which everybody else in town is focused number one on winning. We're focused on the fan experience.
Well, you do a good job with it. It's always fun coming out here. Oh, sitting in the burn, that's the best place you can take a date in town, I think. Sitting on a burn on the blanket out there, it's money in the bank.
Wow, that's very romantic. I was thinking more bandbox where I could, you know,
of course you were.
Beer, watch a little TV.
When you're married and jaded and life's basically over for you.
Yeah, you're good to go, then.
I've got to go ahead.
I was just going to say, you mentioned, you know, you like to see when your players get called up. You have recently two guys, pretty cool stories, who got called up after you combined their minor league time, and it's like 17 years, and they both get a chance in the bigs. How cool is that for you to see?
You know, it's so fun. And just the other day, we had Jeremy Bleich talk to our season ticket holders, and his story is fabulous. He 10 years, and he's just now making the big leagues.
That's awesome.
But
that's persistence.
He hit probably 7 years in, he wasn't getting a chance to play anymore, so he went to play independent ball, trying to keep his career alive. He went to Stanford, so he has an unbelievable degree to lean back on, but he didn't want to give it up, fought back, and fought back out of independent ball and making it to the big leagues this week. So we're really excited for him. Those are the stories that get you pretty excited for these guys.
Adam Neuse, National Sounds General Manager. So as a AAA General Manager, what's your reaction when you hear the Major League Baseball Commissioner mention Nashville as a potential expansion Major League Baseball city?
You know, on one hand, I love that he recognizes Nashville. I wouldn't put anything past the city of Nashville right now. And so it's certainly fun to watch him talk about that and kind of talk about how great of a baseball city Nashville is. I think personally, I feel like Montreal or Mexico City probably make more sense, but if you put us in the same sentence with San Antonio or Charlotte, I certainly think we're not far off from something like that. So, you know, the guys down in San Antonio get really frustrated when he mentions things like that because they're trying to build a brand new AAA stadium. As soon as Rob starts talking a little bit about a big league team coming to San Antonio, they halt the brakes a little bit on getting a ballpark built, but
that's right. They don't want to build a new AAA stadium if they might get a big league team.
Correct. Okay. And for us, I think it's just a good example that we're doing things right here in Nashville, and we can't be stopped. So,
well, I mean, they don't throw Nashville into that mix without looking at your attendance numbers.
Right.
Yep.
You know, for example.
And so last year, we led all 160 teams in attendance until the last 3 days, and we had a rainstorm come in and knock us out, but we're coming after that number one spot this year, but as far as attendance goes, I think it's definitely shown that this is a sports town.
Well, the city loves sports and it loves entertainment, but you have to think when you have a facility like this, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
That's not just from a movie. Like, when you come here, there are always a ton of people here. There's a lot of good, nice areas to eat and do things around here. Like, this has really changed your fortunes, I think.
It has, no doubt. We're really blessed to be in this part of town and all the development around here. It's just amazing. The short time I've been here, it keeps changing every day I come down.
Adam Neuse, General Manager of the Sounds. Jeff Jarrett involved tonight. Good pull by you guys. He's going to do well.
You know, I had the opportunity to meet him a few years ago when I was up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and we've stayed in touch for a while, and as soon as we were doing Takeover Tuesday, we hit him up. He is fun to follow on social media and just a great guy.
All
the fifth inning, there's going to be a little skit where somebody's going to get hit over the head with a guitar.
Yes.
That part of
Booster's going to be a part of that, too.
He is.
Yep.
You know, I did raise my hand, said I would take it, but I think they found somebody else to do it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I feel like you've got to do it if you had the chance.
Absolutely. Gates open at 6. Takeover Tuesday presented by Pepsi with WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett. He'll throw out the first pitch. He'll sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. He'll do something crazy in the fifth inning. That's breaking news here on 3HL. And he'll do the Q&A at Nashville Sounds Twitter Takeover. Adam, always good to see you, man. Thank you for having us here. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.